the President of the United States.
We have allowed so many weasels to be elected.
So wherever and whenever I can take steps without legislation, that's what I'm going to do.
Those weasels who deny American exceptionalism.
I believe in American exceptionalism.
Those weasels who are saying to our children in their schools that we need to conform, that we need to bow down to those foreign interests. They're saying to you and I that America is no longer the great shining light upon the hill. Let us send this message. No, no, no. We will not bow down. We will not conform. And we will not go away.
Now on KLZ, Freedom 560, with your host, Ken Clark.
I'm just trying to figure out what to talk about today. Can't imagine what there might be to talk about today. Kind of a slow news day on this Tuesday afternoon. Yeah, okay, I'm kidding. There are things blowing up all over the place. It's kind of interesting to watch. So, yeah, I don't know what to make of it. I listened to Randy's show this morning, and he was talking about a lot of things. And let me just give you a rundown of what's happening. Donald Trump announced that he's running for president. Oh, and by the way, welcome to Freedom 560. I am your host, Ken Clark. I will be taking calls in the first half hour, 303-477-5600. Donald Trump announced that he's running for president. Okay, moving on. last night about 8 p.m. on Facebook, Becky Mizell, who is the Pueblo County chairman of the Republican Party, put a post out there that basically said that Steve House was resigning from the chairman's position from the Colorado GOP. And then Randy, who does the wake-up show, Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, posted that on Ogre Exposed and a couple other places. And that was posted in, Becky Mizell actually posted it in the Pueblo County Republican Party Facebook page, and just says, Pueblo County Republican Steve House has announced he is resigning as chairman of the state GOP for personal reasons. Randy then posted that on Ogre Exposed, and which is a closed group, and it stands for Old Guard Republican Establishment. That's quote-unquote Ogre. And it started a massive amount of back and forth on Facebook. And I posted on it once and just basically said that this is not a drill. And then I've just kind of been watching ever since. Since then, the Denver Post has, Lynn Bartles has put two different blogs out. And it's just been going back and forth. And let's just go ahead and talk about those. So basically, and then, well, there were a couple other people that posted as well, trying to dig into what really happened. And from the looks of things, there was a text message that was sent out that did, from Steve House to an elected official in the state of Colorado, that did say that he was going to resign. Then later that resignation or that was recanted, okay? And then Cynthia Kaufman did indicate that she did receive a message from Steve House that he was going to resign, et cetera, et cetera, and away we go. And so that's why Becky Mizell had put that out there. So then you've got an awful lot of stories going back and forth. You've got some liberal blogs that are picking up on this. The Lynn Bartles has been putting out a bunch of stuff on it. And it's kind of turned into this thing. And I don't really know whether or not Steve is going to be resigning or not at this point. He's got an article with blogs.denverpost.com written by Lynn Bartles earlier today that says Colorado GOP chair Steve House said he's not going anywhere. Steve House, who ran for governor in 2014, in March was elected chairman of the Colorado Republican Party. Steve House reiterated today that he is not going anywhere. There are rumors out there, quote, "There are rumors out there that I have officially resigned as chairman of the Colorado Republican Committee. Let me be clear, I am not only staying on as your chairman, but I'm doubling down on my efforts to lead U.S. victory in 2016 and beyond," he said in a statement released shortly after 11 a.m. So that was about 2 hours ago. Evidently, there's supposed to be another statement, but we'll see. And so then in an interview with Denver Post at 11 p.m. last night, Mizell said that House gave his resignation letter to a high state official, but the details had not been worked out. We found out later that was Cynthia Kaufman, our attorney general. The Republican Party issued the following statement around 12:15 a.m. Chairman House is still leading the Colorado Republican Committee and looks forward to leading it to victory in 2016. These false rumors are coming from the same people who continually trying to bring down their party for their own gain year after year. And I highly doubt that that is an accurate statement. I have some issues with that because these are some of the people that tried or that did, in fact, get him elected as the chair of the GOP. And so we were trying to get Ryan Call out, not to take down the party. Very different things altogether. So anyway, that's where we are with this thing. And then there's some liberal blogs out there that seem to, wow, I'll tell you what, I don't know where this is coming from, but this is, they just, these blogs, you know. And I guess because I'm going to be reading from this blog, I know it goes against my better judgment and other people's better judgment to name it. But because I'm going to be reading from it, I think I will. And this comes from Colorado Polls today. And I don't like talking about those guys. They just aren't always that, oh, I don't know, upfront with who they are when they call into radio shows like mine and attack me for things. And, you know, so anyway, I don't like mentioning their name, but I will in this time, in this particular instance. So supposedly this whole thing tries to boil it down that says this was a dispute because of Ted Harvey didn't get a job as the Republican state director for the GOP. And that Becky Mizell was somehow promised a job and that she didn't get a job. And so, and they're talking about Tyler Hart when she was in, hired to go into this thing. And so let me just read this to you. Harvey was one of the more vocal critics of the decision to hire Hart, which stems in part from rumors in March that Harvey was slated to become the full-time paid executive director of the state GOP. Harvey's pending appointment as ED was scuttled after news leaked out that House may have made a prior deal defeating Call to the state assembly on March 14. House subsequently went in a different direction, making up his new staff and bringing in Hart, a full-time $85,000 a year salary, did not sit well with Harvey and Mizell. Didn't help matters that House apparently hired Hart without the consent of the GOP executive committee. So they're trying to lay this whole thing off on that. And I have a feeling, well, it goes into more detail. It's talking about supposedly the meeting that took place yesterday between some folks and Steve House. And this is what it says. This is what it says on that. House was apparently fed up with the entire discussion at this point, and in a moment of anger and frustration, he essentially threw up his hands and walked away, metaphorically speaking. Mizell and other House opponents quickly took to Facebook and other forms of social media last night, claiming that House had officially resigned, hoping to build enough momentum to convince House to concede once and for all. House did not officially resign, however, and eventually regained his composure enough to start pushing back against the rumor mongering. Okay, that should get you caught up to speed, but it does say this. The hiring of Hart convinced Harvey and Mizell to get more aggressive in their efforts to force House to make a change, and this is where things really started to get weird. Harvey and Mizell hatched a plan to convince House to resign, whereby Mizell would become the new state party chair and Harvey would be top salaried executive director. When House refused to bend to more traditional forms of lobbying, Harvey and Mizell resorted to what can really only be described as extortion. Huh. Okay. Why do I have a feeling that Colorado Polls is going to end up with egg on their face on this one? I really do. And I mean, to break it down into those simplistic of terms, I just don't think is genuine. And we're going to have to wait and see what happens when there is an official press release coming from the Colorado State GOP. This is just all stuff that's on Facebook. This is on Denver Post. This is on the liberal blogs as well. And so, I mean, this anybody can go find this. I'm not speaking out of school on this, but I just have a feeling that if you break it down into those basic of terms, I know Ted Harvey personally. I know Becky Mizell personally. Neither one of them are that petty. They're just not. They have impeccable and just impeccable character. Both of them do. And the idea that they would do this because of a jilt over a job, in my mind, is, I'm not going to hold water. I have a feeling there's a lot more to come. Again, if you'd like to chime in, 303-477-5600. We'll be right back. And I'm back. This is Freedom 560. I'm your host, Ken Clark, and I am talking about some of the controversy that's going on within the Colorado GOP right now. And it's very interesting. I've been following this Facebook stuff, and it's gotten pretty ugly. And I think, you know, we're going to find out what's really going on down there, and we're going to know exactly what the story is in due time. I think there's a lot of things yet to come out. We'll see. We'll see. I'm going to be going to the Liberty Libations tonight, and I know Steve House is scheduled to be addressing that group. And so I would suggest that if you want to figure out what's going on here directly from him, you can do that tonight right there. And from what I understand, I don't know, this is just based on what I'm seeing on the internet, there's going to be yet another there's going to be another press release, or maybe the first press release, coming from the Colorado GOP, and House will... he will address this directly. So we'll see what happens. And for those of you that are trying to call me on the phone, I am on the air right now. So I will return your calls after I'm done doing the radio show today. But it's funny. It's interesting what's going on. But the phone number, if you'd like to chime in, is 303-477-5600. But yeah, you're going to see a lot of that. And I think, you know, we just have to ride this out, wait and see what happens. And wait and see what the facts of the matter are. But I do know Ted Harvey. I do know Becky Mazzell. And the idea that they would be as petty as to stoop to something like this over a jilt, over a job, I think is laughable. And so I don't know who's feeding that to the liberal blogs out there. But I have a feeling they're going to end up not being real happy. I just have that feeling. So we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, you've got to wonder and question why. And this is, I'm just going to throw this out here as a question. Why would some of those folks that work so hard to get the current chairman elected be asking for or be in a situation where, you know, he's sending them text messages? At one moment saying he's going to resign, the next moment saying he's not. You know, there's got to be a lot more to this story. I have a feeling that we're going to figure it out, though. And we'll see what happens at the end of the day. If anybody would like to comment on that, 303-477-5600, and we'll see what happens next. In the meantime, there are a lot of other things happening. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on that because there really isn't a whole lot of new stuff going on since... what happened on Randy's show. I mean, I already talked about the idea that Cynthia Kaufman did state on, Lynn Bartles actually posted this on her blog, that she did receive the text message. So we know where that came from. And I mean, the rest of it's all over Facebook. So until I get more statements from the party itself or from some of the people directly involved, there isn't a whole heck of a lot more to talk about. And but this story isn't going away. It looks like it's getting a bunch of legs, and away we go.